High scores. Number 1, Artemis, 354,000. Number 2, Parzival, 353,000. Number 3, IOI, 655321, 352,000. Number 4, H, 352,000. Number 5, IOI, 643187, 349,000. Number 6, IOI, 621671, 348,000. Number 7, IOI, 678324, 347,000. Number 8, Shoto, 347,000. Number 9, IOI, 637330, 346,000. Number 10, IOI, 699423, 346,000. Artemis, H, and Shoto had all cleared the second gate and obtained the crystal key within 48 hours of receiving my email. When Artemis received the 25,000 points for reaching the crystal key, it had put her back in first place due to the point bonuses she'd already received for finding the jade key first and the copper key second. Artemis, H, and Shoto had all tried to contact me since receiving my email, but I hadn't answered any of their phone calls, emails, or chat requests. I saw no reason to tell them what I intended to do. They couldn't do anything to help me and would probably just try to talk me out of it. There was no turning back now, anyway. I closed the scoreboard and took a long look around my stronghold, wondering if it was for the last time. Then I took several quick, deep breaths, like a deep sea diver preparing to submerge, and tapped the logout icon on my display. The oasis vanished, and my avatar reappeared inside my virtual office, a standalone simulation stored on my console's hard drive. I opened a console window and keyed in the command word to activate my computer's self-destruct sequence. Shitstorm. A progress meter appeared on my display, showing that my hard drive was now being zeroed out and wiped clean. "Goodbye, Max," I whispered.
"Adios, Wade,"
Max said, just a few seconds before he was deleted. Sitting in my haptic chair, I could already feel the heat coming from the other side of the room. When I pulled off my visor, I saw smoke pouring in through the holes being cut in the door and the wall. It was starting to get too thick for my apartment's air purifiers to handle. I began to cough. The drop cop working on my door finished cutting his hole. The smoking circle of metal fell to the floor with a heavy metallic boom that made me jump in my chair. As the welder stepped back, another drop cop stepped forward and used a small canister to spray some sort of freezing foam around the edge of the hole, cooling off the metal so they wouldn't burn themselves when they crawled inside, which was what they were about to do.
"Clear!" one of them shouted from out in the hallway. "No visible weapons!"
One of the stun gun-wielding drop cops climbed through the hole first. Suddenly, he was standing right in front of me, his weapon leveled at my face.
"Don't move!" he shouted, "or you get the juice, understand?"
I nodded that, yes, I understood. It occurred to me then that this cop was the first visitor I'd ever had in my apartment in all the time I'd lived there. The second drop cop to crawl inside wasn't nearly as polite. Without a word, he walked over and jammed a ball gag in my mouth. This was standard procedure because they didn't want me to issue any more voice commands to my computer. They needn't have bothered. The moment the first drop cop had entered my apartment, an incendiary device had detonated inside my computer. It was already melting to slag. When the drop cop finished strapping on the ball gag, he grabbed me by the exoskeleton of my haptic suit, yanked me out of my haptic chair like a rag doll, and threw me on the floor. The other drop cop hit the kill switch that opened my war door, and the last two drop cops rushed in, followed by Wilson the suit. I curled into a ball on the floor and closed my eyes. I started to shake involuntarily. I tried to prepare myself for what I knew was about to happen next. They were going to take me outside.